Well, in my travels, I've certainly seen some different parts of the world. And this past Christmas, Paulette and I were in a place that neither of us had ever spent the festive season in before. And if I was to tell you that in that particular part of the world, you can walk down the street, cast your eye to one side, and see a very nondescript parking lot and a sign affixed to a broken down brick wall which says, "Parking lot available for film hire with a phone contact number." I guess you could probably figure out what part of the world we were in. Yes, only in LA. We had a good time, and we happened to be there at a rather interesting time because, of course, the end of the world was supposed to be happening, according to some people, given the complete misunderstanding of the Mayan calendar that a number of people have decided to take upon themselves. And on the particular day in question, we were actually at the Griffith Observatory, which is a wonderful observatory and has a newly reconditioned, beautiful planetarium in it as well. And when you walk in the observatory main doors, they had a great big design above the doors about the Mayan calendar saying that the end of the world was not happening. And the show inside the planetarium consists initially of apparently the world ending, and then somebody just says, "Stop, hold it all," and walks down and begins to say, "No, it isn't ending," and off we go. It was a splendid show, and then we got down to some real science. By the way, the thing about the Mayan calendar, which I find so fascinating, is it is very striking to me how often people who are of an apocalyptic disposition have a very linear mindset. It's always going to be a complete end. There's no conception of a cyclical process because, of course, Mayan calendar is just going through a process of ratcheting up numbers to come to the end of a cycle, very much as a milometer does on a clock, where you get to 99999, however many nines there may be, and then boop, it goes to 000, which does not mean the car no longer exists. Anyway, I had a very pleasant opportunity while I was there to kick back with Albert Einstein. Unfortunately, he was only there in brass form, but nevertheless, a memorable meeting. And then on to a very extraordinary part of the world, the La Brea tar pits, which are quite remarkable. They are pits, they're in the land, close to the Los Angeles Museum of Modern Art, in fact. And they have an amazing number of animal specimens, about 3.5 million, in fact, at the last count. And they're far more than that now. But they are actually the result of fossil fuels that have become liquefied and bubbled up because of the extraordinary environment that is part of the fault in LA, faults that are in the earth. And they were an absolute death trap for animals who got stuck in them, rather like you would in tar, and have produced amazing fossil remains that go back 10 to 30,000 years. And you can actually see the excavations taking place. All of this with traffic going by on the highway nearby. So, a very interesting experience, and they even have some animals that you can be seen to be photographed with if you wish. A different kind of Christmas, and a different kind of Christmas was absolutely in order. I recommend it, getting away, being somewhere different and another world. We had a great time, but now back and looking forward to a different kind of year because moving into new opportunities as we celebrate the 25th anniversary of ITS by preparing for new ventures, some of which we'll be talking about very soon on the celebration day. But you'll hear about them, I'm sure, if you're interested, because the world of neuroscience beckons, making it something approachable, usable, and understandable in a practical way. That's where we're going next. Tell you all about that soon. So, till the next time.